true crime today.
What happened to Richard Acosta Jr.? He's been found guilty of capital murder for allegedly driving his son to a convenience store where he fatally shot three teens.
Lock your doors and hide your children. True crime today.
Do you know that you're doing this when your teen says, hey, let's go to the convenience store. I want to get a pack of Flamin' Hot Cheetos and shoot a couple people and maybe a Diet Coke. Okay, let's go. That should work out well.
What a strange place to do that, Tony.
It is. It just seems like, I don't know, maybe you want to go somewhere a little less obvious. Maybe a place that doesn't have security cameras.
And people all over the place.
Everywhere. You don't want to get caught. No. The convenience store in Garland, Texas. It was a quiet suburb. It was rocked to the core when a horrific crime unfolded on the day after Christmas 2021. It was supposed to be a day of relaxation and holiday cheer for the residents, but instead it turned into a day that they would never forget. Story began with Richard Acosta Jr., a 34-year-old man who found himself at the center of a heinous crime that would soon shake an entire community. Prosecutors alleged that Acosta drove his 14-year-old son, Abel Elias Acosta, to a convenience store in Garland, where the teen allegedly then opened fire and killed three other teenagers, Xavier Gonzalez, 14, Ivan Noyola, 16, Rafael Garcia, 17. Another teen was injured in the incident, but he made it. Now, what could have driven a father to accompany his son to a place where such a horrific crime would take place? Well, according to Richard Acosta Jr., he had no idea that his son had a gun on him or that he had any intentions of harming anyone. Acosta claimed that he had taken his son to the store to ask a couple of teens about a stolen necklace and that he had no reason to be alarmed. Well, I think you should be aware if your child is carrying a weapon, a 14-year-old carrying a weapon. That's just good parenting, isn't it?
You would think.
However, the prosecution presented a very different version of events. They claimed that Richard Acosta Jr. had driven his son to the store with full knowledge of his intentions and that he was a willing accomplice to the heinous crime that was about to take place. Acosta's defense rested on the claim that he had no idea what his son was about to do. Trial was intense. Emotions ran high for the families of the victims. It was a time of mourning, seeking justice for their loved ones. For Richard Acosta Jr. and his family, it was a time of uncertainty and despair. The fate of the young Abel Acosta, who was on the run after the incident, only added to the sense of tragedy and justice. So your 14-year-old is on the run after this. That'll work out well. Ultimately, the jury found Richard Acosta Jr. guilty of capital murder under a Texas rule that allows accomplices to be charged even if they did not actually commit the crime. The verdict was met with mixed emotions, as some saw it as justice being served, while others believe that Acosta was merely an unwitting accomplice in his son's terrible crime. In the aftermath of the verdict, the community of Garland was left to pick up the pieces and try to move forward. The tragedy left an incredible mark on the town, and it would never be the same again for the families of the victims. There would be a lifetime of pain and sorrow. Well, for the Acosta family, there would be a sense of shame and guilt that would haunt them for many years to come. If we look back at this terrible event, we can only hope that such senseless acts of violence have become a thing of the past. But for now, the memories of that day in Garland will continue to haunt us as we can only pray for the families of the victims and for a better, more peaceful world. Interesting ways you can look at this, or two ways you could look at this, that, yeah, he was innocent of this. He had no idea what his son was up to. But at the same point, it's your 14-year-old kid.
Right. Where did he get the gun?
I'm sorry, you are the parent, so yes, you are ultimately responsible. But at the same time, I can see where maybe he was in the dark. There are some, you know, it's difficult being a parent, and kids hide shit from you all the time. There's great parents out there that their kids do horrible, horrible shit. Should the parents be held accountable all the time? I think if there's can be shown a true track record and pattern of being a bad parent, being an irresponsible parent, Yes, I do think that way. But if you truly, and you can see, you know, this parent has been trying. This parent has gone through hell with this kid. There needs to be some grace sometimes. There's homes where you got kids that are like, well, these are great kids. And there's a one that's like, who are you?
Yeah. You know, I guess I'm wondering, so you're on your way to the convenience store and your kid has a gun. They're 14 years old, so they could be a little bit bigger. I mean, they're not necessarily like a child, but, you know, 14 years old, maybe puberty has hit. So they're big. Where's this gun being hidden? Is it, you know, down their pants? Is it in a, you know, in their pants pocket? Where is it? Mm-hmm. Can you see it? Do you know it's there? And how's the kid acting on the way to the store?
Exactly. I mean, but again, it could be kind of shy. I'm just going to go in there and I'm going to talk to him about the stolen ring. And, but again, you should be aware if your kid has a, I don't know, there's only so much grace I can have to this point, because somewhere along the line, you just let things slip too much because the kid was too difficult to deal with. And it got this far down the road. And ultimately, if you're the parent, that's your responsibility.
Yeah.
Like it or not.
Very true.
It's just kind of one of those things comes along with the territory. I don't know. It's a messed up story. Another, you know, dark one. But it's kind of what we do here. We kind of do those dark type of stories. So anyway, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we are following for you right here at True Crime Today. Lock your doors and